The Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTKA.com. Sam Webb, Ira Weintraub, Mr. Weintraub, who got a chance to see, I know it had to be somewhat bittersweet. I mean, you saw a win. You went to a Tigers game. You saw a win, right?
I saw your team win. It's the first time it's the fourth time that Sherry and I have been to a Tigers-Orioles game together. And I believe this is the first time I've seen my team lose. So it's okay. It happens. One of those was a series clinching win in the playoffs. So there was that. But I've been to Detroit to see Baltimore win in football, too. I mean, there's that. But, you know, it was fun day at the park. It was a really fun weekend. I told you that all your team needed to start feeling a little better. We'll see if the momentum carries over. But they played really well this weekend, obviously. Now, part of that is that the Orioles are really bad. I mean, they're just a bad bit. They're not Reds bad, but they're close. The fact that they got off to a hot start is just because, you know, fluky starts to seasons happen. But they are reverting back to what they are. And they're a pretty bad team. They got a home run yesterday by Mancini. Like, that's the team. So that sounds about right. They lose 5-1. So, that works. Your team, though, played well. Miggy, the pop, that home run had some pop on it. Now, I'd love to see him get a little bit more, a better pace to his home run numbers this year. Because if he can get 16 more home runs, he can get to 20, to top 20 all time. At that point, he would tie Willie McCovey, Frank Thomas, and Ted Williams for 20th all time at 521. But he needs 16 more. His current pace is for like, it's only on pace for like 9, 10, maybe 11. I don't think he's on pace to get to 16. Because right now he has 3 through 35 games. If you extrapolate that through 140 games, that would only be 12. But that's still only 9 more, right? So he's not really... Which is unfortunate, but he's hitting the ball well. He's doing exactly what we told you, what we've talked about him needing to do to extend his career, which is be a 300 hitter. Just hit the ball, put it in play, make plays, and he does. And so that was fun. It's always fun to see Miggy get hits. And, I mean, seeing my team lose in baseball is not really that big of a deal. I see them do that all the time. I mean, they're really bad. So it was a fun day at the park. Enjoyed hanging out with Grace. Grace brought a couple of her friends from her softball team, and their parents came. And so we had a lot of fun watching the game and enjoying the day. And Tarek Skubal, he's worth the price of admission, Sam. He is money on the mound. He just mows guys down.
Keep the ball. If he can keep the ball in the park, that's the key. Like, he is – his arm is – I mean, he has ace stuff, right? It's just we saw last year when guys made contact, they made contact, right? So, you know, keep that down, get that down, and he'll be fine. But that's right now, when you look at this team, that's what you're building on, right? You're building on those arms. You're hoping some of these bats come along. You were talking about Miggy, and it gets me back to the discussion that we were having about Harden and CP3. It was a few years ago where you started seeing this. I mean, guys couldn't sneak a ball. You couldn't get a fastball past Miguel Cabrera. I don't know. I don't care where you threw it. You could not throw it by him, not regularly, right? And then 3-4 years ago, Ira, it just you know, the bat speed just slowed down. He can't turn on fastballs like he used to. So even though he's just DH'ing now, you said the pace needs to be at about 20.
He needs to he needs 16 more to get to top 20 all time. It would take him increasing his pace by a couple of home runs over. And he doesn't seem to. He's the average hitter, right? What we talked about, those guys like Edgar Martinez and Victor Martinez, some other guys that really became purely, you know, ball hitters, not home run hitters, but just hitters. And they were just hitting ground balls, you know, base hits and doubles and stuff like that. And that's what he is right now. He's hitting the ball well, but he's just not hitting it far.
It's
that stage of the career.
Yeah, I think it's a stretch. It's a stretch.
He can get there if he plays next year.
Yeah, he'll get there.
He'll get to top 20 if he plays next year, but his home run pace is obviously extremely slowed down. And just the question eventually gets to, how much more does he want to play? That's the Miggy question.
I just pulled up his stats, Ira. I just pulled up his stats to make this point. I didn't realize it had been this long. The last time he hit 16 home runs in the season, forget the rest of the season.
Right.
The last time he hit 16 home runs in an entire season was 2017.
Right. He needs to hit 19 in this season to get to that mark. And it's, he'd have to increase the pace to something that he hasn't done in 5 years. So I don't expect that. But I do expect him to continue hitting the ball for a good average. The key for him is the guys around him have to be on base because you can still pitch around him. They're not necessarily afraid of him hitting too many home runs, good though. Point. He obviously got a hold of one yesterday. But that's not necessarily the fear. But if you have guys on base, he'll still make you pay. So if the guys on base, if the guys around him aren't getting on base, then he's not going to be getting a ton of hit opportunities, which is what led to that intentional walk when we went and he was at 2.999. And I looked at my wife and I go, first base better stay close. They better not have first base open when he comes up or they're going to walk him. And then they walked him, right? So he's still in that position while they're not worried about the home run. You have second and third. They're not pitching to Miggy when they can pitch to just about anybody else in that lineup right now. But if the bats can start to they warmed up a little bit this weekend, right? They weren't great, but they warmed up a little bit. Can you go to Tampa and as you go on three straight road series at Tampa, at Minnesota, and or at Cleveland, and then at Minnesota? So you have these three in a row. Can the bats wake up a little bit? About a month into the season last year, Sam, the Tigers started playing better baseball. We're a month now into the season. Why can't the Tigers use this weekend as some momentum and start rolling a little bit? They didn't play. They have not played well. Their record is bad, but thankfully for them, the division isn't awesome. So right?
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to even mention those words after they just beat the Orioles.
It's a 9-game road trip, right? You just won 3 games that you had your first series sweep of the season against a bad team. We all know that they're a bad team, but now you have 9 games on the road. If you go 5-4, it's not asking a ton, but if you go 5-4, you're looking like you're going in the right direction. Cause the last time they haven't taken a trip quite this long, but if they had taken a 9-game road trip 2 weeks ago, you would have been like 3-6, right? Like just the way they were playing. So if they can go 5-4,
3-6, give me a
fine, 2-7. Like, but if you can go 5-4 over 500 on a road trip, you're going in the right direction. And then you just keep building on that and you can put yourself back into feeling better about your team by the time you get to the month of June. But you have to take advantage of the fact that you just built up some momentum over the weekend and you've got to carry that over. And it may not be that easy to do because not everybody's as bad as Baltimore.
Man, just real quick, Ira, because I want to talk about, Wolverine weekend, but I haven't watched any of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Did you see, man, there was this brawl. They posted it on the board. This Toronto. I mean, what's up with Maple Leaf fans? They're taking shots at each other, like literal shots at each other. Is it that bad in Toronto, Mr. Weintraub?
Well, so Maple Leafs fans have, they haven't had a lot to celebrate lately, right? It's a Game 7 loss. You have a Game 7. It was at home, right? You have a Game 7. You haven't. What was the last time they won anything? It's been a really long time. This is the conversation that a Wings fan might have had in like the early 90s, right? Like it's been forever since you've won and you think you're on the right track. And yeah, I don't think this is about Toronto fans per se. I mean, we can have the conversation about Toronto fans, but Sam, don't you think that we have seen a lot more just in general fans, and behavior.
Wow. This was, wow.
But this is bad. I mean, it's bad.
Yeah. This was pretty bad, man. I mean, this brawl was going on for a while. One dude couldn't even keep his pants up. Like, how are you going to fight? Shirts off. How are you going to fight with your pants falling down?
Well, you have to think about it, Sam. The team, they went win-loss, win-loss, win. So you're up 3-2. And if nothing else, you're up 3-2 and you're going to go to Tampa for game 6. You're going to come home for your game 7. And you're like, okay, you have 2 games to win 1 and you got home ice, but they lose both games by a goal each. One of them in overtime down in Tampa. And yeah, I'm not defending the fans. That's a beat up fan base though. When it comes to how they, cause they don't haven't won in a long time. They feel like they're finally turning the corner, right? This is the year they're going to get rolling. They had home ice advantage in the first round. And, I mean, not just in the first round, but they had home ice. And you're thinking that they're going to be pretty good. But instead, they lose. And they're done. And they lost the last two. And, you know, Red Wing fans are laughing about it. So, you know, we have a little glee. But that's what happens when you have not won in a long time and you think it's finally maybe your chance to advance to the next round and maybe you could advance a little more, but instead you have Tampa Bay come from behind and win. Tampa Bay is probably going to come take that and then go on and win the whole thing anyway, but because they're really good. But it's – and the franchise is just really good. But it's – the fans are bad. It's not the way you're supposed to react when you lose. But we've kind of gotten to a new stage in reactions, I think.
Yeah, you're supposed to console one another, right? You know, help each other out. That wasn't the case there. But, hey, look, more positive things to talk about. Like Wolverine weekend. The countdown is on, not just the Wolverine weekend, but the countdown is on to my golf spikes. They come out on the 20th. I won't even post them. I won't even post them on Twitter. I won't even mention – I'm going to stop mentioning the styling of them. I don't want people to buy them before I get my pair. But they come out on the 20th, Ira. Come out on the 20th.
Well, just color, not line. What color will you reveal?
So, they're white with a little bit of tan in them, and then there are some slightly as close to like a royal blue sort of accent on there. So I wish it was a darker blue, but I'm not complaining. I mean, the style of the shoe is outstanding. So if I'm wearing some golf spikes, I want them to be showstoppers.
Yeah, and you've got that.
So these are
that it's kind of like a heather blue WTKA polo that would probably work well with those when you go up there for the golf outing.
They will work great with these golf spikes, man. So I'm waiting until the 20th. The countdown is on, and then from there, it'll be the countdown to Wolverine weekend up at Grand Traverse Resort.
Sam, I am really looking forward to Wolverine weekend up at Grand Traverse Resort. It's going to be a little getaway. Always fun to get away and just relax for a couple days. There is that. We're going to head up on Friday, June 17th, spend our Father's Day weekend at GTR. We're going to go on Saturday at 8 a.m. You and I are going to start a live broadcast on the radio. Squeeze in a little Father's Day weekend radio. Maybe we should bring Quincy, Noah, and Grace to the broadcast so we could make it a true Father's Day broadcast.
Right.
But a Father's Day morning, the day before broadcast, that's 8 to 10. Then at 10 a.m., we're going to hit the golf course, playing the Wolverine. Going to be great. We're going to be hanging out, playing golf. J.J. McCarthy's going to be there. Ronnie Bell's going to be there. Ryan Hayes is going to be there. He's going to stay at the hotel, but he could probably go home, too, get a little home-cooked meal while he's there. Ryan Hayes, I don't know if you know this, is a kid's book out. You can check that out. A really cool-looking kid's book with a couple of other offensive linemen from Michigan. So we're going to hang out with those football players. Devin Gardner is going to be with us. The golf's going to be great from 10 a.m. until, you know, about 2:30, 3 o'clock, give or take. Then a chance to refresh and wash up and maybe recharge your battery a little bit. Then the dinners that night, we've got you and Devin going up on stage and doing a kind of a Monday morning quarterback in front of the people talking some Michigan football. And then John Ubakin is the keynote speaker. And I'm looking forward to emceeing that event and having a lot of fun that weekend. And then Father's Day itself, you know, probably a leisurely exit from the resort and make our way back home on Father's Day. But try to squeeze in some time on the bay, some time at the pool. I've already talked. Yeah, Sherry's already planning out her day at the pool. I'm on the golf course. She's like, yeah, you golf. You can even take Grace with you. That's okay. I'm going to the pool. It's going to be a great time. For more information, go to GrandTraverseResort.com/Wolverine Weekend. And if you love golf, great. If you don't, it's okay. You don't have to golf to enjoy the weekend. There's the spa. There's all, the water sports. A lot of great things to do. You can do the dinner without the golf. I recommend obviously doing both. It's going to be a lot of fun all day long. GrandTraverseResort.com/Wolverine Weekend.
Wow, just got this message. Yes, I can't wait. It's going to be a blast. Again, you mentioned the players, J.J. McCarthy, Ryan Hayes, Ronnie Bell. Devin's going to be there. Bakes is going to be there. It's going to be a great weekend. And so much. I mean, Grand Traverse Resort and spa. Think about that. I know it's about dads, but and spa. I mean, dads like spa treatments too. But you figure while you're out on a golf course, if you have the whole fam with you, you know, maybe get some, maybe once you come off the golf course, and mom can hand off the kids and then get on over to the spa. It could be that kind of weekend. So make it on up to Wolverine weekend. But just got this text from Steve Clark.
He gives the context for this whole thing. Right? I said they've been losing, right? It's been a losing franchise for a long time. You want to read these numbers? This is pretty telling.
Yeah, 11th straight game seven loss. 11th straight. Don't go to game seven if you're Toronto, man. Haven't won a series since 2004. Up 3-2 in 3 of the last 6 seasons.
Yeah, and obviously can't close it out in 6. That game 6 is pivotal.
Man. Okay, so that's why they were acting a fool after the game.
Yeah, because they were all teed up after the game 6 loss. They were ready for to lose in game 7. Like that, right? We've been there too. We all have teams that have put us in that position where you're like, yeah, we've lost these how many times in a row? We just can't win this one. It doesn't mean you can't, but you just go in, people go in with defeatist mentalities. And if you add some liquid to that fuel, then it may turn into some ugly things when your prediction comes to be true.
Yeah, I go into most Lions seasons like that. Most. Right? And look, understand, when making my predictions about this season, you did not hear me say they'll win a playoff game. I didn't say that. I didn't go that far to this point. They won't win a playoff game. They've done it once in my lifetime. Can they make the playoffs? They've done that a number of times in my lifetime. So, you know, if they get 10 wins with this schedule, that could be a playoff team. 9 wins got you in the playoffs last year. So, hey, you know, we'll see if it works out. But even if they get there, I think now you're facing obviously another really good team. Not ready to say that this will be a team that's good enough to do something they've done only once in the past, 60 years? So, no. But that would still be progress. That will be progress. Spent a lot of time this morning talking about, of course, Aiden. Of course, we talked about Aiden, and you'll hear Dan Campbell talk about Aiden a little bit later. But talking about Jameson Williams being a difference maker for them offensively, went back and watched the film. He gives them an element they haven't had since Megatron when it comes to deep ball threat. I think even more so than Kenny Golladay. I mean, this dude has a gear that Golladay just didn't have. He isn't quite as big as Golladay, but he's big enough at 6'2 and some change, but just can blow the doors off of. I mean, you see him run past Georgia and all of those great defensive and speedy players they have. He made them like they were running in quicksand. And so that's a dude you take it slow with, you take it easy with. Unfortunately, you hear them talking about, I mean, that's the tone that they're giving off, that they're going to be cautious with him. Don't rush it. If he missed, even if it goes into the season, which they aren't talking about, but even if it did, so what? Think big picture and long term with a guy who can be, who has the talent to be one of the best rookies in this class. Not quite Ja'Marr Chase. Because to Ira's point, as he was so quick to say, he doesn't have Joe Burrow throwing him the ball. You're exactly right. Absolutely right in that. But, I mean, you got a really good offensive line potentially in front of Jared Goff. You got some really good underneath weapons. And T.J. Hockenson and Amon-Ra St. Brown, and this is the dude. I mean, a true deep threat. A true deep threat. Not a guy we're calling a 4-7 guy a deep threat. That's what the Lions were doing last year. Finally, a guy who can take the top off. Telling you, Mr. Weintraub, they got enough to win 9-10 games this season because of the schedule. Because of the schedule. All right? We need to get to a break. Before we do, let me remind you about the event going on up in Jackson with our friends at Larry's RV. Been telling you about it for over a week. Well, that time is here. Starting tomorrow, our friends at Larry's RV Center in Jackson are going to be hosting their 3rd annual Trade a Tent sales event. That's this week, starting tomorrow, Tuesday, May 17th through Sunday, May 22nd. At the American One Event Center in Jackson. That is going to be our $5 admission. Kids under 10 are free. The way it works, you bring any new or gently used tent to Larry's RV Trade a Tent sales event, and you get an instant $1,000 credit. Now, tents will be donated to Michigan United Conservation Club Youth Camp in Chelsea. So the tents go to a great cause and are put to really good use. And your $1,000 credit can be applied to your new RV from Larry's RV Center. Again, it's the third annual Trade a Tent sales event, Tuesday through Sunday at American One Event Center in Jackson, 10 a.m. until 7 p.m. You can find out more information at larrysrvservice.com. Again, larrysrvservice.com. It is time for me to break as I am in the land of a thousand lakes going to check out a prospect. So I got to make it on over for that. Meanwhile, my guy Ira Weintraub is going to catch up with Scott Bell, the mayor of Michigan Twitter. So stay tuned for that here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050, WTKA The Ticket, the official voice of University of Michigan Sports, Ann Arbor, a Cumulus station.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.